This is Ozarks at Large. Governor Asa Hutchinson would like to see some restrictions related to the pandemic lifted by May 4th in Arkansas. John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette, wonders what metrics can be used to know it's safe to begin to rekindle some of the business that has been put on hold. This week, he talked about that and about this month's fiscal session of the Arkansas Legislature with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Roby asked John if he thought the May 4th target for emerging from the pandemic was too soon.
I'm not a scientist, not a doctor, not a public health expert. Seems way too soon to me. It just does.
With all of those credentials that you have?
Yeah, I mean, there's this thing going on today on Twitter, and it's interesting. The outbreak at Cummins, the state prison outbreak, hundreds have tested positive. Nearly all are asymptomatic, and people are saying, we have a control group here. Look at this. This is, and we can follow and we can see. And then you have these people saying, look, I've been telling you, healthy, regular, middle-aged people get this, and they have no symptoms, and we need to get back out there and isolate the other way, the people who are infirm or elderly. This is an example, and others are saying, wait a minute. We don't know. I mean, asymptomatic may mean pre-symptomatic. We need to check them in a couple of weeks. And others are saying this may be an asymptomatic strain. Others are saying the prison environment may be different from the walking around in the street environment. So there's this big argument going on, which is a perfectly fine debate to have, except absent data, clear, relevant data, you don't know. Everybody's advancing a theory. And people tend to be more prone to want to get back out there the more desperate they are about the economy and the more desperate they are about social isolation. I understand that. I'm pretty desperate. I mean, I'm ready. I'd love to be back to normal. But it seems like May 4 for any significant relaunching of the economy, that's coming right up. And I don't see, we've tested, 0.7% of the state's population? Maybe the prison outbreak is a true microcosm, and maybe if we all got back out there, everybody would get it, but 98-99% of us would be fine, and many of those would never know it. Maybe, but we need to know more. That said, you are the business guy, and there may be some forms of economic relaunching that don't pose a great risk to that uncertainty. I don't know what they are. I trust that you would know more, and maybe I need to read talkbusiness.net. But there may be. It may be. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That my barber can see me pretty soon. I don't know. We both need masks, and can he cut around the earpieces and the ties on the mask? I don't know. I'm worried about my hair, and that's not a real issue. But there may be. So, may I ask you?
Sure.
Are there low-risk economic activities that could conceivably safely begin the 4th of May in Arkansas?
I don't know because I don't think we know what the environment is in May 4th just yet. Right. And I guess I kind of fall into the camp of as much as the governor and his administration talks about that they do have some pretty big samples of testing out there, I just feel like we have a wide swath of the population that we don't know if they have it or don't have
it. As I've said 1,000 times, the only data that he has that I put any stock in, really, in terms of mattering in the total population, is the hospitalization.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
It's rising a little. But that still doesn't tell you how many have had it, how many might be walking around with it, and how vulnerable really. Okay, what's 1% of 330 million people? That's a lot of people, you know, who would have complications and be in real health peril. So you're sort of taking the hospital and saying, well, it stands to reason that it's not that big a deal in Arkansas. It may stand to reason, but we need some, I don't know if we need universal testing or if we can ever get there, but I've read that it is possible that you're going to need a card, if possible. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be an impressive society that says you don't have it or have had it, you know, maybe. The governor of California said we're going to open restaurants eventually, not anytime soon. It's going to be fewer tables farther apart, and we're going to have a maitre d', and then we're going to have somebody checking your temperature, letting you in.
That may be the new norm.
Maybe. And how do the restaurants get by with half as many customers? You know, it's fascinating. You should, and maybe you have. There's some great stuff out there about how this is permanently transformative of our economy. When we come out of it, more people are going to work at home. Fewer people are going to live in the cities. More people are going to do higher education online, which is going to change the whole student debt situation. I mean, I think these are real things that the virus is going to change in the way we do our economy and our business.
I agree with you on that. The fiscal session last week, short and sweet. I guess they'll sign die at the end of this next week. But really the biggest development, Senator Jimmy Hickey of Texarkana bests Senator Bart Hester of Cave Springs for the Senate President pro tem seat. What do you expect?
I expect it's a big change in the operation of the Senate. It's a big story inside the dome. It's maybe one of these so-called inside baseball stories that won't affect anything beyond that. Hickey's essence, the essence of his candidacy was, I'm a Senate man, and this, and we've lost some of the Senate's separation and independence to the governor's office. We've been an extension of the governor's office. He hastens to say, I make no personal criticism of the governor's nephew, who's been our president pro tem, but the fact is we need to be more distant. Now, that means that there's going to be a different leadership regime in the Senate. That means that ACES stuff won't snap through under the iron hand of nephew Jim Hendren as it may have before. But whether in the end it means that he can't pass what he needs to pass, or whether this affects anybody's life, remains to be seen, and I kind of doubt it. But it's to those of us who follow these things, it's big because ACE is a micromanager. He micromanages all of state government. He micromanages these daily briefings, and he's been micromanaging the legislature, certainly the Senate, through a familial connection, basically. That, in terms of process, will change internally. The state Senate has moved out of the Hendren-Hutchinson household, if only up the street.
Or maybe down the street, Texarkana.
Geography was a factor in this. Hester, by the way, was the Hutchinson Hendren guy because he's been a team player. But I'm overanalyzing it, I guess, talking too much about it. But it's a fascinating internal story. It's got the lobbyists and the senators talking.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can find his columns, including a brand new one today, at arkansasonline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation, including an assessment of the daily press briefings taking place at the White House at talkbusiness.net.